Okay, we should be all set. If you want to, we can go ahead and do that roll call. Donna Shaw,
Yes.
Atta Bird, Danielle Cornelius,
Here.
Emily Enderley,
Here.
Sarah Hill,
Here.
Hope Caston, Miranda Shake,
Here.
Deb Sherrick, Don Taylor, Kyla Waltermeyer,
Here.
and Carol Zeiss and Sandy West. Sorry, did it again.
That's okay, I'm here.
Here. Okay, Carol, I just heard Carol and both Sandy say here. And it looks like Deb is joining us. We might give her just a moment to get in. Deb, we were just doing the roll call, so I'm going to mark you here, okay? Make sure she can hear us.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great. Thanks, Deb. Okay. Did everybody have a chance to review the minutes from the December 7th, 2023 meeting?
Yes.
And did you have
So,
any,
oh, sorry, go ahead if you're going to do it.
any corrections or comments?
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the December 7th meeting.
This is Sandy, so moved.
May I have a second?
This is
Yep,
Sarah. I'll
Sherry.
second.
No, okay.
Sarah, we heard Sarah. And then we need a roll call.
Okay, and I'm going to just note that we have Hope Caston who's joining us. Hi, Hope. Okay. So for the motion to accept the minutes,
Hello.
I Hi. I'll do a roll call vote. Donna Shaw. Yes.
Danielle Cornelius.
Yes.
Emily Enderley.
Yes.
Sarah Hill.
Yes.
Hope Caston.
I can hear you. Did you ask me a question?
Oh, we are doing the
Approval of the minutes.
approval for the December meeting.
Okay.
Okay, I'll mark that as yes. Is that right?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, thank you, Hope. Miranda Shake.
Yes.
Deb Sherrick.
Yes.
Kylan Waltermeyer.
Yes.
Carol Zeiss.
Yes.
And Sandy West.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, so under new business, fiscal year 2025 share executive council openings.
So that is just this time of year. I want to go over where we are for the next fiscal year. And so we do have a few people who are ending their first term, Atta Bird, Emily Enderley, Don Taylor, and Kyla Waltermeyer. So for Kyla, you are the committee chair. And so that's something if you want to think about passing the baton on, you're more than welcome to do so. If anybody else will chair that committee. For everyone else that's ending their first term, I would love, and you as well, Kyla, I would love for everyone to stay. But if you have other obligations and you don't feel like you can continue on in a second term, just let me know and we can advertise that. We also have two members that are ending their second term. Miranda, which of course she is the chair of the Finance and Policy Committee. We've already discussed that at our last meeting. And Carol, you are the large library representative for this group. And so you're ending your second term. So if you think that I've gotten my dates wrong or you have any questions about that, you can certainly let me know. But it looks like we will need a new finance chair and a new large library representative. And so that is something that I had been discussing with finance and policy because in the past they've also been kind of like a nominating committee. So I will take that to them as well. And we are going to be advertising for two other openings in, or actually three for other committees due to a one current opening and then someone retiring that was on two of our committees. So we will be announcing that as well. So that's just a little bit of informational, but if you all have any suggestions of who you would think that we want to maybe invite to apply for this for this group, please just let me know. And again, if you don't feel like you can continue with a second term, also just let me know. Because I always like to say, you know, this is not a prison sentence. You can do other things if you need to. So, so that was all I had for that.
Okay.
We also have some standing committee procedures. And this was also something that came out of the Share Finance and Policy Committee, which is just a way that we're consistent on how we're nominating individuals. It doesn't necessarily apply to Share Executive Council because these are elected positions, and usually it's elected by whoever volunteers. If we have more than two candidates, like for example, we have three people who volunteer for the large library representative, that would actually go to members for a vote. And so we are talking about that. We started with the circulation committee. I took it to finance and policy. They had some suggestions for improvement. One of the things that I really wanted to note is that with our standing committees, we do have the chair make the ultimate decision on who to, I guess, appoint the volunteers that reach out. One of the things that I added since that last meeting, Miranda, I'm just pointing this out, and I'm going to bring it back to the Finance Committee. The intent, I think the way that we worded that for the CERC Committee was that the intent is we want to be representative of the members. As I started thinking about it, I also realized that we also want to be very mindful of being representative for diversity and inclusion. And so I made a point to make that statement as well, because there might be some people who have a different viewpoint that might be helpful to include. Because I know, like, for instance, with Aspen, you know, somebody reached out to us because they've got some visual impairments and requested a dark mode setting. So there's things like that that we really want to make sure that we're including all voices and people who might not be, we might not think of. And so I wanted to make sure we had a statement of inclusion there. And so we are taking it all to all of the committees for review, and then we will bring it back to this group once it has been submitted to all of the different committees for discussion. One of the things that we noticed with the procedures is generally I will send out some information to the chair about the volunteers who've reached out and what type of library do they work at, what type, what size, what geographic location. And that is, again, the effort to be representative of our members. But the in the discussion, they thought it would be nice to have a statement of interest so people could see, like, why do you want to be on this committee? And so that would help the chair make decisions. So we are including that as part of those procedures. And so, again, just once all of the committees have had a chance to review that, I'll bring it back to this group. So, again, that's just some informational material for everyone.
And just so you know, Cassandra Atterberg joined us.
Hi, Ada. Thank you so much. Okay. So next on the agenda is an April budget review meeting. When I looked at the schedule, and I've also discussed this with Rhonda, we have to be mindful of when we hold that meeting. It needs to be after the IHLS Finance Committee meets, and it has to be before the annual, or excuse me, not annual board meeting, but the monthly board meeting in April. And so there's kind of a short window. It looked like the best day for that budget review meeting would actually be Wednesday, April 10th. So I wanted to propose that and see if that would work with everyone's schedule.
What would the time be?
Same with time in the afternoon at 2 p.m. But that's also flexible as well.
Yeah, I have a NILROC board meeting from 1 to 2, but it sometimes goes over.
Okay. Would a 2:30, do you think, be work, or?
Then it gets into my a division chair meeting that I have at 3. So
Okay. Could we
Wednesdays
do
are
it?
just
What date did you
bad.
say?
Wednesday, April 10th.
But
Is
if
it
you don't need
possible
me
to do it
for a
in the
quorum,
morning? Is it possible to do it in the morning?
the reason we have it in the afternoon is to make sure that our school
Oh,
library
yes.
members
Okay.
can be here.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
Sorry.
do you want me to maybe look for a different day and time, or like a different day? Do a doodle poll for both the Finance and Policy Committee and the Shared Executive Council?
If it works
Can I?
for everyone besides me, go ahead. I don't want to
Well, we
hold
don't
people
want
up.
to, but Sarah, we don't want to exclude you either, knowing that you can't, that you might not be able to make it.
Yeah, because I'm
What are
secretary of the NILROC board, so I have to stay. I can't leave that meeting early because I have to take the minutes.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll look at our schedule and just send out some dates and times, and we'll see the try to schedule it so we can get as many people as possible. And I know it's getting close, so I want to make sure it gets on people's calendars fairly soon. So I will work on that today, and we'll just send it out for everyone, okay?
Sounds really good.
Okay, do we have any other new business? Okay, hearing none, do we have any other old
Old
business?
business.
Okay, then I will go ahead and invite Miss Ellen Poppett to give us an IHLS update.
Hi, everybody. It's good to see you all. I don't have much to report today, only that for IHLS staff for the next week, it will be all member day all the time. Our registration is very robust. We're really excited about that. It's going to be a good day, but now, everybody's dotting I's and crossing T's and worrying that we haven't forgotten anything. So it's going to be a busy week for sure. Our public libraries did a great job of submitting their per capita grants on time. That deadline was yesterday. I said to somebody in the director's chat today, we'll start the official nagging about certification probably sometime next week. So that's good. And I have to tell you that there was a very robust discussion about the share fees in our director's chat this afternoon. And we all owe Esther Curry a huge thank you because she stepped up and articulated the work that had been done by the Share Finance Committee. So we were very happy to have her in there. And that's really all I have for you. Anybody have any questions for me? Oh, I did forget. The other thing, once we get past Member Day, the big thing that will be occupying a lot of staff time outside our departmental regular work is the formation of the operational plan for FY 2025. So I'm sure we'll be reaching out to membership for comment from time to time. And we're starting official work on that as a large group, I believe, on the 19th of February. So that's what I have. Any questions for me? Okay,
No.
take care, everybody.
You too.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Okay, next we have the Share staff update. So we are right still in the thick of Aspen in implementation with cohort 2. We're still addressing some concerns for cohort 1. And we are I am going to be meeting with the developers with Bywater Solutions, which is the vendor that manages Aspen, next week, because we want to make sure that we're communicating priorities for development. Of course, right now, my biggest is the issue with ePay, which the company is NCR, making sure that that is getting integrated. And with some issues with Overdrive and Sora for school libraries, that's become a kind of a concern because the Overdrive has kind of rebranded itself for Libby, but students don't necessarily know it as Libby, and public library patrons don't know Sora. So I'm going to be discussing that with them as well to see if there's any way to better manage the language in our catalog. So those are just some things that I'm looking for. We are also getting excited about reaching Forward South Member Day. Of course, yes, Member Day. We are all hands on deck, and we are doing pretty much daily check-ins to make sure everything's working and we're ready to go. But we're very excited, and so I can't wait to see what you guys think about it for those of you that are attending. We're also getting excited for Reaching Forward South. I saw that Betsy Mahoney posted that in the directors, IHLS directors chat, that this year it's the total eclipse of the heart, which is right after our eclipse season. And so we're really looking forward to that. Has a great slate of candidates, and IHLS will be sponsoring that conference. We also are going to be presenting, we're planning to present at IdeaCon in February. And so that'll be in Schaumburg, Illinois. So we will we've been discussing that with them and where our table will be placed as an exhibitor. And they said they plan to have a little free library there this year, and they hope to place us adjacent to it. So I thought that would be fun. And then, of course, the big news is we have all of our proposals. We had our annual meeting. Everything went really well. I didn't have anything on the agenda about that today because the vote just opened today, so we don't have any results to certify. But at our next meeting, we will do that. And so the vote will be open for at least 1 week, but until we reach the majority of members to vote. And so next week, like Ellen said, we'll start those nagging calls for certification. We'll also need to maybe start reaching out to some directors and library school librarians to make sure that they place their vote for their agency. And so I'll be monitoring that and probably send something out about this time next week if reaching out for help to get our members to vote for those proposals. So really exciting stuff on our end. Now, that's all I have for my update. And Jennifer is not here today, but she did send me some updates that I was going to go ahead and just tell you a little bit more about. So the first, let's see, we have some staffing changes. And this is actually not just bibliographic services. This is going to be for both bib services and our administrative services side. Our senior cataloger, Josh Zink, has accepted a new position with an external, with a different agency. And so he is going to be transitioning. His last day will be on February 23rd. We also were very happy for Zach, our certification, or excuse me, our circulation trainer. He has accepted another position at IHLS in the IT department. And I know there's going to be a lot of sad faces because he, you know, he worked so well with our members and did such a great job going out and doing that training. But we will be hiring, so we will be replacing both of those positions. So we're looking forward to seeing some new faces, but again, wishing Zach and Josh the very best. We also wanted to just give you an update about the barcoder refresher training. This first round is pretty much complete. There are still a few people working through the training, and so we'll get their permissions returned as soon as that's completed. And so Jennifer says that she has plans to have everything in place in April when the next round of required training begins. And so if anybody has any questions about the barcoder refresher for either you or your team, when you need to take that training, you can reach out to her for some additional details. She said that they're also looking at the cataloging training process to see if there's any places where they can make changes or updates and anything that can help speed up the process. We say right now that it can take sometimes about a year to complete that certification. And so she's trying to make sure that all of the required information is covered, but also make sure that it's efficient and timely. So does anybody have any questions for either the updates that Jennifer sent or for the share updates? Okay, and
Dina had to leave.
Oh, Dina had to leave. Okay.
Got that in chat.
Okay, and so for her, I guess, again, the biggest news on her side is, of course, Zach will be transitioning into another role. And for Aspen questions, of course, she is doing a lot of work on the Aspen side. So if anybody has any questions about that, they can reach out to her as well. Okay. Any Any questions about the share updates? Okay, then we can go ahead and turn it over to the committee updates. Donna?
Actually, we had to cancel our last meeting because of the weather. So we have that rescheduled now. And I think that doodle poll just went out, so I'm not sure what the new date is. So, and I really don't know anything else at this point. How about Esther? Are you present for circulation and resources?
Okay. I believe that's me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I have Esther on there. I'm so sorry,
it's okay.
Sandy.
No, hey,
this is my totally my fault. I am so sorry, Sandy.
It's totally
hey,
cool,
Sandy, Chris. Do you have any updates for us?
since this committee met, no, we haven't had a meeting yet since Executive Council met back in November, October. I don't remember which day it was. So our next meeting is scheduled for the 15th of February. And at this point, I haven't heard of any, and nothing's been sent to me about agenda items that need to go on. So I'm sure we will have more as it gets closer to that date time.
So next up is finance and policy. Miranda?
Why, yes. Yes, we have met. It seems to be all
several
we like
times.
To do. We just had a meeting 2 weeks ago, January 17th. It wasn't as painful as the year past. It was a pretty good meeting. One of the finance noted things is that 99.6% has been collected, billed and collected. So we've got, money in the bank for now. We had our general talk about everything that's going to be happening with the annual meeting that we all were at a week ago. And we have another meeting, well, the budget meeting, of course. And then our next meeting is March 20th, if anybody wants to attend that one, 10 a.m. And I think that's about it.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. How about Kyla for e-resources?
Short and sweet, we haven't met. Our next meeting is scheduled for March, so I will have an update at the next Executive Council meeting.
All right, thank you for that. Any public comment? Do we have any public? If you are public, please put your name in the chat. Any other further announcements? Hearing nothing. Do you have anything, Cassandra?
Just for the next meeting. I was going to talk a little bit.
Okay, go
ahead. That is actually the same time as PLA. So between that and the budget review meeting, I was actually going to suggest that we cancel that meeting and just plan to meet for the budget review.
What was the date of the canceled meeting, just so I can remove it from my
April
4th.
Okay.
Just deleting it off of mine as well because, okay. Any other comments, questions? All right, well, we will then see each other. When is the next, what was the budget one? Again, the date?
We're gonna send out a doodle poll to make sure that we get the best date and time for everybody.
Okay, so everybody be looking for that. All right, if nobody else has anything, I think, 24 minutes is pretty good.
Yeah. Short and sweet today.
It might be a record.
Might be. I don't know. We should try to keep track of these things. So I am going to adjourn this meeting at 2:24 p.m.
Great. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you next week at Member Day.
Thanks.
Until then.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.